Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, you know, every once in a while, I think I do this probably once a year, maybe twice a year, that I will kind of get away from, and I struggle with this anyway, I'll get away from the news of the day, the political news, the terrorist news, the financial news, all this other stuff. Every once in a while, I just want to get away from it and go to, some more good news, some news that it has eternal significance. Not that the things that we talk about here on the day are unimportant. They are. They're very, very, very important. We live in the here and the now. We long for the there and the then. We do not grieve as those who have no hope. But every once in a while, I just kind of want to set it all aside and just do testimony. Just do just ask the question: who told you about Jesus Christ? How did you come to know the Lord? And who told you about Jesus Christ? And the one thing that you'll see over and over again, Romans chapter 10, I believe, is that, how can anybody hear the good news unless they hear the good news? So somebody has to be sent in order to preach the good news, and how beautiful are the feet of those that bring the good news, it says in Romans. And so that's it always comes back to a person. It always goes back to the person at the head of it all, Jesus Christ himself. And I did a show, I don't know, this was a couple months ago, and kind of asked the question, if you were, and this was extra biblical, obviously, Jesus plops down at your little table there at Starbucks, he looks at his watch, he says, I've got 5 minutes, I ask one question, I'll give you a full answer, ready, set, go. And that's one of the questions. My question personally was, which apostle? You know, obviously it all goes back to Jesus Christ himself. But which apostle can I trace my salvation back to? With all the people involved in how I heard it, and you start backing up and how they heard it, and how they heard it, and how they heard it, and eventually you're going to end back to one of the original apostles, and it's just an amazing thing to think about, and I love to go there. We don't hear testimony often enough in church. I don't think we hear it often enough on the air. You know, the blood of the Lamb and the power of the testimony, right, in the book of Revelation. How do they overcome him? Him being Satan. By the blood of the Lamb being Jesus Christ, and the power of their testimony. So I opened it up earlier today on Facebook and just had a bunch of people. I printed off, 10, 11 pages of people just sharing. How did you find out about the Lord and who shared the gospel with you? And just some great, some very simple answers and some longer answers, but every one of them, just a beautiful thing to kind of go to and remind ourselves in the midst of all this troubling news that is very real and surrounds us every day. That every time one sinner repents, all the angels rejoice in heaven. And so I'm going to give you that opportunity today. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can share, how did you find out about the gospel? Who shared the gospel with you? And if you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you today. 866-348-7884. I'm going to keep giving the phone number out all day, just but try to be concise as you can. Not a full-on testimony, but a short testimony. Kind of what was the circumstances that you heard the gospel and who shared the gospel with you? Who led the Lord to you ultimately? And it might have been one person sowed and another person, one person planted, one person watered, and eventually somebody else, they were there for the harvest when you gave your life to Christ, when you were born again. And for some people, by the way, and this is where you have to be careful, I think, in the evangelical world. And again, the phone number, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. How did you find out the gospel? Who did you who shared it with you? Just a brief summation of your testimony. But it's just such a powerful thing that we don't go down that road often enough, and it always comes back to a person. But I was saying in the evangelical world, oftentimes, we kind of, if you can't tell me the date and the time, then somehow there's a little asterisk next to your testimony or your profession of faith. Well, that's a preposterous thing. I mean, for a lot of people, they can tell you. I can tell you the date and the time. I can show you a little thing all the way back from 1994 that I still carry with me everywhere I go. And if I have time at the end of the show, I'll share my testimony briefly. But one of my dearest friends and an unbelievably just a godly guy who God is using in so many different ways in men's ministry and small groups and at the place where he works. It was a season for him. Invited him to Bible study. We were neighbors, and he started going to Bible study. And sometime in that year or two, he was absolutely a born-again Christian. Now, was it a particular – no, he's not going to tell you a day and a time. But I tell you what, you spend 5 or 10 minutes with him, you'll know for sure. This guy's a follower of Jesus Christ. So even if you don't have a day or a time, you have a season. That's your testimony, and that's just as beautiful as me being able to pinpoint the day for you and show you on the little Bible track that I actually signed that day that I keep with me in my little work bag that my family refers to as my binky because I carry it with me everywhere I go. But I've got some great stories from Facebook, and I want to give you an opportunity to call in and share that as well today on Call to Action. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to roll the dice here for a second and see if we can get this done real quick. Levi, thanks for calling in. I've got about a minute and a half. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. I just have a testimony about what my father told me when he had a out-of-body experience. He got ran over by a cab driver when he was seven or eight, and he told me that he saw Jesus. And he explained to me what happened, what went on when he was in heaven with Jesus, and he said, Jesus asked him, "Do you know that your brother might miss you?" And in that moment, he said that he knew that Jesus wanted him to go back to earth. He had plans for him. And he described to me what Jesus did to him to make him go back. He had taken his hand and placed it to near his mouth and blew. And as soon as that happened, he woke up.
Wow.
The only thing that got to me about that was my father told me about that, and I don't think that my father would lie to me about something like that. And that's the first time I actually realized that God is real.
Wow.
So,
And then when did you make that kind of decision for yourself, Levi?
I mean, when my father told me, I realized my father wouldn't lie to me about
something. Yeah, so that
like
was it. That was the power of
his
testimony. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes,
Levi,
sir.
Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us today. And listen, if I can find dreams and visions and God bringing people back from death in the Bible, I'm not too quick to throw that out here in the natural world, here in the current, present, modern times. God is still at work. He's still doing supernatural things. 866-348-7884. The most important thing we can ever talk about is salvation. 866-34-TRUTH. Call in and share your testimony briefly and who led you to the Lord. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. I like to do this once or twice a year. Just open up the phones and simply ask the question, how did you come to know the Lord? Who shared the gospel with you? And just short little succinct testimonies. And like we heard a minute ago, I got a bunch of them from Facebook Live and would want to share a bunch of those. This one from a friend of mine named Ralph. It was at a coffee house in the basement of a Sunday school building in 1973. That was when the seed was planted. I accepted the Lord for real years later in 1987. Yep, that's a long story, he says. That's when the real battle began. A friend of mine, Gary, said the team chaplain, Chuck Young, while at ECU, East Carolina University, he planted several seeds over my time there that flourished when I became a believer my senior year. I've got 5 or 6 or 7 pages of these from Facebook, which has just really been encouraging to read. Just wonderful. We know that the angels celebrate every time one sinner repents. So your story, eternally significant, eternal party time. So please call in and encourage the rest of us and share with us how you met the Lord, who shared the gospel with you, and when that was and what was the circumstance. Try to keep it brief so we can get other people on, but would love for you, would be honored for you to do that today here on Call to Action. 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884. I think it's easier to use 866-34-TRUTH. That one's nice and easy. 866-34-TRUTH. Please give us a call and share how God got to you. Who did he use? Who was the person that shared the gospel with you and taught you about the Lord when you became a Christian? 866-34-TRUTH. Would love to hear from you today. Let's go to Bob, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bob, you're on with Steve. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to keep it short. I thought I was a Christian. I had a wife and two beautiful children. I lived on Long Island. And I had never heard of Jesus Christ, although I'd gone to church regularly since the age of 10. And I went through a divorce. Can you hear me?
You're breaking up a little, but try to keep going.
Okay. I went through a very difficult divorce. I'd say if you want to get an idea how bad it was, you could see that movie, The War of the Roses.
Oh, boy.
It's almost exactly what happened to me. And I hadn't laughed in 3 years. I went through tremendous legal expenses and everything, trying to protect my children and to do the right thing as a father. And one day I had nothing to do. I was a trustee at my church. And again, I didn't know who Jesus Christ was.
Yeah, wow.
And some people in my church were going to a Billy Graham crusade. It was, I believe it was November of 1990. And I had nothing to do. They asked me to go with them, and I really didn't want to go. But then I thought, well, they said, well, they asked me a couple of times, and I finally realized, well, I didn't have to answer to anybody anymore. And I'd go. I had nothing else to do, and I just went out of curiosity, nothing more than that. And I sat way up at Joel Coliseum on Long Island, and probably one of the last rows. And when I heard Billy Graham explain who Jesus Christ was, and this is the altar call, it was as if I just focused and saw nobody else in the Coliseum, and decided it was my time to go down and ask Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to wait not one moment. And I went down there, didn't really understand what was happening, thought a lightning bolt was supposed to strike me like Sergeant York in that movie.
Sure.
But I walked away, and from that moment on, my life changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And I could go into a lot more detail.
Yeah, well, that's the power of the gospel, is it not, Bob? And the thing about your story, Bob, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us today. And the thing about Bob's story is that Bob's story is not dissimilar from a lot of people's. It's not dissimilar from mine. You can grow up going to church for years, decades even, and hear about God and hear about the Bible and hear a little about Jesus here and there, but not know him, not really know who he is, not know what the gospel is. That was me. That was my wife. I was in the Protestant side. She was in the Catholic side. We didn't know what the Bible actually taught about who goes to heaven. We didn't know John chapter 3. We didn't know John chapter 14. We didn't know any of that stuff. So just because you grow up in church doesn't mean you're a Christian. Just like standing in a garage doesn't make you a car. Let's go to Kathy, who's calling in from Wake Forest. Kathy, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. I wanted to call and share. The seeds were planted when I was very young, but they didn't really start growing until I was in my late 40s, and my mom had come for a visit, and she had a piece about her that I'd never seen before, and I just asked her what was going on, and she said that she would spend time every morning praying and reading, a devotional, and then she'd read the whole chapter in the Bible and then pray again. And she gave me her Bible and her devotional, and she said, I just challenge you to do this, and you will come closer to God, He'll draw you closer. And so I took her up on the challenge, and I did it, and for a year I just felt like a baby in her father's arms. And, was able to really come to the understanding that I was forgiven, that Christ died for me personally, and was able to accept that. And then, he put me on the path to, walking with him and following him.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And that's a great reminder, Kathy. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us. That's a great reminder of the power of God's word and study and getting to know him. And that was, it took some time. Hey, you start reading this and it goes from being some ancient book to a personal book, and then a personal book that's talking directly to you. It's really an amazing thing. The Bible says that spiritual truths are spiritually discerned. Before I got saved, before my wife got saved, the Bible was just really gobbledygook to us. But right after we got saved and we started getting back into the Word, we're like, whoa, This thing all of a sudden makes sense. It was like we got the secret decoder ring. 866-348-7884 is our number to share a little bit of your testimony today. How did God get to you? Who shared the gospel with you? In what way? A great encouragement for the rest of us. 866-34-TRUTH is the phone number, as always. 866-34-TRUTH to share with us today. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Stephen, who's calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Stephen, you're on with the other Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I am great. I feel great to be able to tell my testimony. Actually, I was saved at 9 years old in the fourth grade. Back during that time, we had devotion in fourth grade in school.
Wow.
And my teacher would tell us stories about the Bible and also stories of people that struggled. But eventually, I listened to the stories and I received Jesus Christ, and I went to church that following Sunday. I'm 59 years old now,
wow.
So that was 50 years ago.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. Now, was that in a public school or a private school?
It was in a public school.
How about that? Isn't that amazing to think about, hearing the gospel from a teacher in a public school? That's really encouraging. Sadly to say, we don't hear that very often anymore. But look, here you are giving testimony about it. That's so awesome. Stephen, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was encouraging. See, it still happens. So can you share the gospel in a public school? Okay, don't tell anybody I told you this. But the answer is yes. But there's a way to do it so that you're actually obeying the rules. You're rendering under Caesar what is Caesar. But you can still share the gospel in school, even a public school. That was awesome to hear. When we come back, some more calls. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. How did God get to you? We'll be right back.
Let's try it all together.
Back at Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, doing one of my favorite things every year. We do it a few times a year, just a testimony day. I was in the gym earlier this morning trying to exercise these old bones, and I listened to a two-parter from Ravi Zacharias of how he became a Christian. Really, really powerful testimony, and I'm sitting there listening to that, and it really blessed me, and I thought, hey, you know what? We could talk about the news of the day. There's breaking news all the time. Difficult things, challenging things, enraging things. I've got news coming out my ears, and just decided, you know what? I'm going to set all that stuff aside today, and we're going to go to the most important stories that can ever happen in human history, which starts with Jesus Christ himself and what he enables, which is the salvation of anybody. So that's what we're doing today. If you'd love to call in and just share briefly, like we've had plenty of other callers, I've got some more Facebook testimonies here I want to share that I've been gathering all day, and some great tracers here. When you say, okay, people sharing, people loving, people caring, people teaching, people coming alongside, and it's always through people. The question is, are we the people? Are you the people? Am I the people? Are we the person that is sharing and loving, loving the gospel, loving people enough to share the gospel with them and coming alongside them and answering questions and going down that road in a relational, conversational way? And that's where you see this over and over and over again. I've got probably 40 or 50 testimonies on Facebook from earlier today, and there's always a person involved, always. Well, not always. Occasionally, it's just the word, and the person in that case is the Holy Spirit. So I guess I can go back to my original statement, always a person involved. But if you'd like to share today, that would be awesome. We would all appreciate hearing how God got to you and who he used. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, the easiest way to remember. Another testimony I want to share real quick is just my relationship and my family's relationship with MediShare over the years. 5 years now, a great Christian ministry all over the country, over 200,000. I think it's pushing 300,000 Christians across the country now. We share each other's major medical expenses. We have to pay as a family. We pay for our own little minor medical stuff and wellness checkups and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to major medical, since 1993, MediShare members have shared over $1 billion in expenses. We save well over $500-$600 a month on our health insurance, which gives us some more buying power to deal with our regular health concerns and gets us around Obamacare so we don't have to pay for things we don't believe in as followers of Christ. So I really encourage you strongly to check out MediShare for yourself. 855-BIBLE-11 is the phone number. 855-BIBLE-11, now available in Montana. So please give them a call at 855-BIBLE-11 or give us a call. with your testimony today at 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go over to Lucita, who's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. You're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I would like
Great.
To
how
share
are you?
How the Lord... Fine. I would like to share how the Lord drew me.
Yes, ma'am.
To him. It started when I was pretty much like some of the people that had just called in. I always attended church, but never really understood the purpose of why I went. As I began to get older, up into an understanding age, maybe like 15 and 16, I always had a void in me. I always felt incomplete, a longing for something else. So as most teenagers do, as I did, I began to seek out, looking for something to make me feel complete. I did it in relationships, friendships. I tried to fill my void with friendship, with relationships and men and just different things, even to the point that I even contemplated. After I did all those things and it didn't still satisfy me, I began to contemplate suicide. Mm. I began to lose hope. And eventually what God stopped that, he allowed somebody to come and stop me. And then even after that, I still didn't find the Lord, I began to go on. And then finally, the ultimate thing that I tried to fill it with was with another religion. And then after I got into that religion, and that didn't make me feel complete satisfied, I was still empty. I lost all hope. I began to ask the question. I went to a pond one day and I began to ask God, you know, why is this God is so good and so great that he would create me to live and die? And I just didn't understand that. And the contemplation of suicide began to come back into my mind, and I wanted to lose hope again and just go ahead and just jump into the pond and just drown myself and die. Then I felt like if I do that, then I will be with God. And once again, one of my friends, somehow she found me.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you doing to this pond? I'm like, what are you doing to this pond? And she pulled me away. And she wasn't saved or anything, so she didn't know what was going on. I didn't tell her. So one day she asked me, a friend of mine asked me, hey, can you take me somewhere? I went to pick him up. And when I picked her up, she actually was telling me to take her to church. So she invited me in, and I didn't want to go in which I did not go in. I dropped my friend off. They went to church, and I said, you know, while I'm around the corner, I'm just going to go to one of my friend's house. So I went to another friend's house. Once I got there, my friend wasn't there, but the mother was there. Of course, she invited me in, and she was cooking breakfast. And as, you know, she was talking to me, she was listening to, I guess during that time, it was a cassette tape. She was listening to a cassette tape, and I'll never forget, it was called The Reality of Hell.
Wow.
And she was in the kitchen, and I was in the den. And as I was listening to it, I began to see how I was a sinner. I began to see that I was in need of a Savior. And I just fell on my knees.
Wow.
Because the thing that came across my mind is, if I die now, I'm going straight to hell. The reality of that truth, the reality of hell became real to me. It became a truth. And I began to cry out. And the lady that was in the kitchen, she came in and she saw me on the floor crying, and she automatically knew what was going on.
Yeah,
and she began to minister to me. Her name was Peggy. Now, I always call it was a setup, because all this time I never knew that my friend's mother was a minister. I never knew that. She was a minister. Of course, she invited me to church. She did not let go of me that day.
Yeah,
she did not let.
Awesome.
She said, what are your plans? And I said, I have no plans. She said, well, you're going to sit with me all day.
Yeah, wow.
And we went to church where, you know, of course, then, you know, she went through the prayer of salvation with me. But she took me to church, and the pastor called me out. And at the church, he brought me over. And he said, you know, he said, God told me something, that you have some things that you have to renounce in your life. And he said, you know what it is. And I said, do I? He said, we're going to begin to pray for you. He began to pray for me. And I said, what do I supposed to renounce? He said, whatever just comes in your heart. And of course, God, I knew what was in. I began to renounce my other God.
Sure.
Those gods that I began to, you know, serve.
No, the Holy Spirit had come into the picture and was leading you into truth and showing you your sin.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I renounced it, and I don't remember anything else. All I know is when I came up, I felt light.
Yeah.
I felt free.
Yeah.
I didn't have that you know, that heaviness that was upon me.
I know what
and
you
not
mean.
Only did the heaviness. Yes. And after that, I didn't have those doubts, those negative thoughts. I didn't have it anymore.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
Struggle with them. I felt complete. And as I began to go, God began to reveal to me the purpose of life.
Yeah.
And he began to mean to see that everything that you do, bring glory.
Amen.
Just bring glory to me.
There you go.
And I've been serving the Lord for 22 years.
Amen.
So
well, Lizita, thanks.
The Lord drew me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that. That's a great testimony. I'm sure it's encouraging other people. And you got to hear the bad news in order to understand the good news as well. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Let's jump over to Christopher real quick, who's calling in from Winston-Salem as well. Christopher, thanks for calling and holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve. So, Steve, I'll give my testimony really quick, you know, due to time. But, you know, so I grew up on and off in a Christian home. You know, about age 15, you know, I started falling away from the Lord. And I'm 29 today. And late 16, I was working in the VBS because my dad was deacon of the church. And I just saw the kids come alive, you know, in Jesus. And I returned at the end of that week. And, you know, I cried out to God because, you know, I still had this idea. I knew who God was by falling away from him. And I cried out to God. I said, God, I want this relationship with you. And, you know, years later, decades later, you know, I'm still serving the Lord. I'm actively involved in youth ministry. I'm trying to actually pursue that vocationally. You know, so the Lord has... He's taken hold of my life from that point. I've been on fire for the Lord since then. And just that active living relationship with God, man. I just
that's awesome.
That is.
And how, Christopher, how old were you when you kind of were seeing that that just the love of Christ and that life in the kids at VBS? How old were you at the time?
I was 16 at that time.
Yeah,
so 29 in July.
Yeah. That's awesome. And that's one of the things. And Christopher, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us today. That's one of the things that's so important is let your light so shine before men that they will see your good deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And even in the midst of trials and pain, that's why if you're going through a really difficult time in your life right now, it can be a particularly fertile soil, not just for your own growth in following the Lord, but for sharing the gospel with others as you cling to the Lord in the midst of your troubling and your strife and your tribulations and your heartbreak, and you still can keep that hope alive. It's still there. And other people will notice that in you as you grieve with purpose, actually. And people will be confused. And that's eventually ends up being quite winsome and a great platform for the gospel. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. The website, same as always, c2atoday.com. By the way, if you go there, go to the homepage, c2atoday is the letter C, the number 2, the letter A is called to action. That's how we spell it. c2atoday.com. And right at the top, you're going to see this invitation to start getting the daily dose. That's a bunch of devotionals I've written over the last several years, about 350 of them or so, more than enough for a year and a half about for 5 days a week. Right now, we're kind of in the middle of the book of Ephesians, and you would get that in your email box each morning. And just to bless you, it's short and sweet and punchy, as you would expect. If you've been listening to the show or know me personally, you know how I communicate, and that's how I write. I write almost identical to the way I speak, which is unusual, but that's the deal. That's how I write, and they're really punchy, and they're short, 2-3 minutes. It'll come right at you. I study a lot to do each one of those. So to write a 2 or 3 minute devotional that it takes you to read usually would take me, when I was writing them, 45 minutes to an hour to prepare a short one like that, just to do research and to look at commentaries and to formulate how I wanted to say it. But if you like the show, you'll love the Daily Dose devotionals. You can sign up for those there website, c2atoday.com. Okay, so let me read some of these from Facebook today. This is really neat from a friend named Richard. Nobody talked to me about Jesus. See, this is one of those circumstances. It's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. There was a Christian sitting at a table on the quad at the University of Illinois, where I happened to graduate myself, with Bible tracts and Good News for Modern Man paperback New Testament. Somebody or something told me to investigate what he had. He said that I could have one of each if I promised to read them. I took them, I read them, I prayed to receive Jesus on my own. After that, I spent 3 years reading the Bible without knowing any Christians. I actually wondered, and still do, why no Christians ever talked to me about Jesus. Now I feel that it is my mission to tell everyone about Jesus. It certainly is, Richard, as it is for all of us. And I remember some of those evangelists at the University of Illinois as well. But yeah, you read the Word, and the Holy Spirit's there, and you don't need a human being. But that happens sometimes, but it doesn't happen all the time. Most of the time, God works through us. So Mavis shared this, my great aunt and grandmother. It was all I knew growing up, and I feel like I was born into it. I found out later in life that you must know Jesus for yourself and accept him in your heart, your head, and your life. No one can do it for you. I found out that other salvation won't save you either. I'm glad to know Jesus Christ for myself today. Amber, who's been on this show many times, Amber Lehman, runs Human Coalition, a great pro-life organization here in the Raleigh area, invited to church by a friend, got saved at a church play on the life of Christ. See? Another friend in there. My friend Marie, a friend I went to Catholic school with who got saved, first found me through yearbook.com just to share Christ with me. I just prayed a few days beforehand that I knew what I was, that I knew that I was missing in my life. I was 22 at the time, and that it was the Lord, but I didn't know how to get to him. That was literally my prayer. Then my friend found me. That's awesome. See, there you go. The websites, Facebook, Twitter, people that if you got saved later in life, like I did and like Marie did, you encounter people from your earlier days. You know, strike up a conversation on social media. That's a great, I've had that conversation many, many times on Facebook. I love that. Let's see. Here's another one. Pop said, hi, Steve Noble. I had a Damascus Road experience at 50 years of age while driving home from Myrtle Beach after a night of binge drinking at a family reunion. Now, I would love to hear more of his testimony, but I guarantee what God was bringing up to him was probably bits and pieces of the gospel and the Bible and what people had shared with him over those years, and it was just the time. It was just the right time. Catherine said, although brought up in Methodist and Presbyterian churches, it wasn't until college and the group Campus Crusades for Christ that I knew Jesus as my Lord. But actually, it wasn't until years later at the end of a bad marriage that I truly made a commitment to follow Christ and have ever since. And that's the seasonal nature as well of salvation. You can hear the gospel. You can become born again. I got off to a slow start. My wife, Gina, got off to a quicker start than I did. We were saved at about the same time. But sometimes there's waves and there's seasons. Sherry said, I went to church through the church bus ministry. I was saved at the age of 8 at that same church, and my parents were saved about 8 years later. God is so good. And then another gentleman tagged in on that said, I worked a bus ministry for 17 years. It's a true labor of love with eternal rewards. How about that? And Sherry's bus driver was probably aware that, hey, you know what? God's using me. God's using me to get these kids to church where they're going to hear the gospel, and they just might get saved. A really good friend of our family, Diana, said, the Lord put people in my path, people, see that, and laid going to church on my heart. But it was through going to MOPS, I think that's a moms with little kids that get together, as a young mom and seeing women who had peace, which I had never known, that made me want more. See, that's that testimony, the way we live our lives. It was through an invitation during a church service where I first made the commitment to follow him. Let's see, another one. I got a ton of them. Amy. This is a really old friend of, she's not really old, but an old friend of my wife's and mine, mostly my wife. We had just moved to South Carolina and met this couple that were perhaps the nicest people we had ever known. People. They invested their time and love in us. They never pushed their beliefs on us, but instead that made them something we sought. They sought after them. I was 29 and she invited me to a women's retreat. I was so tired of carrying the weight of my past. God took that weight from me and I took the first breath of my new life. My husband followed about a month later. I am blessed beyond anything I deserve. What a great testimony. And several people in here. Here's another one. Listen to this. My friend Betty said, God's word does not go out void. Listening to Jim Baker 34 years ago before he went to prison. See, as long as the word is preached, you can get saved. If you actually hear
the gospel. Rhonda, a friend of ours, just gave me Jesus. That was Ann Graham Lotz. That's where she became a born-again Christian. Another person through FCA, another person through InterVarsity Retreat, Chapel Hill, University of Chapel Hill. A great testimony from a friend of mine named Jirana, and I'm going to try to get her and her husband to come on and share the story. It's so powerful. So with a few minutes left, I'll share, I'll give the brief version, which is not usually possible for me. But I grew up a Presbyterian and Methodist, kind of typical cultural Christianity. Didn't know the gospel. You know, you hear the preachers, you go to church, but I got nothing out of it. I don't know if it was because they weren't preaching it or I wasn't listening, but nothing through all those years. Up to high school, went to college. In college, I was like, whatever. I would argue with the campus evangelists out there at the University of Illinois, where Richard, I read his testimony earlier, and I used to say, man created God and not vice versa. I was just, you know, into myself, whatever. But it was several years later, my wife and I, Jean and I, got married when I was 26. She was 25. And then through a couple of different circumstances, a guy I worked for went to Willow Creek Church up in Chicago. We lived in Columbus, Ohio, and he was a born-again Christian and invited me and another guy to go one Saturday evening, which was weird. And so I went, and I heard Bill Hybels. Bill Hybels, the founder of Willow Creek Church, seeker-sensitive, yuppie kind of church, but that was the message I needed from the person I needed to hear it from at the time, and that style. And man, God just started to grip my heart. In 6, 7, 8 months, I was buying Willow Creek tapes right and left. My wife was spending time with this wonderful couple who we're still friends with. They were the older couple that loved on us and shared with us when they were in their 50s. Now my wife and I are in our, I'm 51, and she's not 50 yet, but now we're the older couple that occasionally share with people. And so God was just bringing all these people and circumstances in. The hound of heaven was after me. And it was on September 6th of 1994 in Columbus, Ohio, on the side of the Beltline there around the city. I was driving to the airport very early on a Monday morning, was listening to one of the tapes I had heard over and over again called Christianity 101. Bill Hybels told a story in there about a federal judge. The judge's son had been busted, big embezzlement scheme. The judge was over the case. All the evidence was presented, obviously painfully guilty. 20 years in prison and $1 million fine. So the federal judge, because he loved his son too much, stands up, takes off his robe, folds it neatly over the back of his chair, goes down to the clerk of the court, gets out his checkbook, empties out his life savings so that he can pay the $1 million fine, goes over to the police officer, puts his hands out and says, cuff me and take me to prison. I'm going to do the time for my son. I love him too much. I don't want him to go through this. I had heard that over and over again. But I was weeping for months, virtually every day, driving around in my car. I managed markets in Ohio and Indianapolis, and I was listening to these tapes. I was under so much conviction. By the way, not a single human being talked to me about what I was doing with my life, about my personal sin. No human being. I was listening to those tapes, and the Holy Spirit was all over me. And I knew I was just this wretched sinner, a horrible person with a horrible past. But that love of God, it was the love of God and that he loved me anyway. All of that past and present sin, and he loved me anyway. He went to the cross for me. He, the perfect Savior, died for me upon scum. And because I was raised well in the Protestant work ethic, you don't take what you don't deserve and you work for it. You earn your way. There is no free lunch. So in the Protestant work ethic, in the American context, the gospel is wholly un-American. And so for months, it was like sitting right in front of me. I understood it. I understood my need for it. I just couldn't take it because I didn't deserve it. And I was stuck there for months. But that morning, and hearing that tape one more time, out of how many times I heard it, I don't know. But that morning, I was just done. I was tired. I was beat up. And I finally did what no good American likes to do. I surrendered. I pulled the car over. I was weeping uncontrollably. I dug through my briefcase. I'm holding it up for my friends on Facebook Live. I found this Steps to Peace to God, that a Billy Graham track that a customer on the side of his house had given to me weeks or months earlier. I knew there was something in there that I had to tell God something. And the Sinner's Prayer,
I prayed that in the back, and I signed it. September 6, 1994, Stephen Noble. There's my signature right there. And just like a previous caller, I knew I was born again. All the weight, all the guilt, all the shame is gone in an instant because it was obliterated on a cross 2,000 years ago on a hill, and I was a born-again Christian. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.